Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm going to make Marlon angry because I already know, but it's okay. I'm taking the mac and cheese.
Not the mac and cheese.
Yes. You're taking the mac and cheese?
Yes. No.
Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we are putting together the best plate for the holidays in our fourth annual holiday food draft. We will pick our favorite mains, sides, desserts, and more. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I am joined by my good friend, Danny DeVillo.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
And here to help us put this thing together. For the first time, we have Noemi Pascal.
Hey there.
Are you ready for this? Because you already started yelling at us when you first got here.
I'm ready. I'm ready to have the best plate.
All right.
Yes.
And Noemi showed up and took one look at our list and said we're missing a couple of things.
Listen,
what happened?
It needed a little adjustment. I saw that there, you know, you were going to have a boring Thanksgiving if you didn't have that.
What? So we added coquito and cremas.
Yes, those are musts for the holiday season. For Thanksgiving, you're around family. Uh-huh. For 4 hours and plus, and you're not going to have cremas or coquito.
Okay, explain to the people. I don't know how many people know what coquito is.
It's Spanish eggnog, pretty much, spiked deliciousness.
And when you say Spanish, isn't it more Puerto Rican Spanish than anything else?
Sure.
Or is it just me?
No, I think you're right.
Okay. And then the cremas?
It's similar, except it's used with Babancou rum, which is our national rum in Haiti.
Okay.
So a little spence. We put condensed milk and such. It is amazing. There's nothing like it. You got to have it. I'm going to bring it to you for the holidays. Going to help your holiday party.
There it is.
The list they had, if only you guys could see. I was like, who's drinking that?
Well, we're going to put it up so they can see. And we're going to start off with our guest. I'm going to go last. We're going to go.
And that's very polite, y'all.
The way this is going to work, let me get the rules out of the way.
Okay.
So we have a list of mains, which is our QB, sides, wide receivers, sauces, which are the kickers. We have the drinks that are the tight ends, and desserts, which are our running backs. Out of those, we are going to do snake draft style. Three wide receivers.
Two desserts, one drink, a sauce, and a flex.
Boom.
So ladies first?
Yes.
I like that. You're the first lady doing this draft,
by the way. Don't let it be the last. So I'm drafting a QB, right?
Well, you draft whatever you want.
You
draft
gone.
Whatever's most important to you. Yes. Because the QBs are going to be out of... turkey, tadukken, tofurkey, pizza, lobster, ham, chicken, Cornish hen, roast beef, prime rib, lamb, pork loin, beef tenderloin.
Okay.
And roast duck.
All right, guys, I'm going to grab the turkey and I'm going to make a slight adjustment. It's going to be a fried turkey. And if you've never, you're lost if you've never had a fried turkey.
Okay. Okay. Fried turkey off the board.
She pulled the Mac Daddy out of there, the traditional bang bang.
That's it.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
I'm going to save myself a little bit, and I'm going to grab the turducken.
Ooh.
Okay. All right.
Explain to the people what that is. I feel like they don't know.
Okay. So turducken is stuffed turkey, then duck, then chicken.
Yes. So you get the best of both worlds. The best of all worlds.
All worlds.
I see what you did there. That was a power move.
Yeah.
I'm going prime rib.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
I mean, you guys have left me no choice but to go QB right away.
You went bougie.
Yeah.
No judgment zone, please. Okay.
All right. So, because I feel as though you cannot have a Thanksgiving without this, and y'all might judge me, but I'll explain later. Green bean casserole.
Okay.
That's some white people shit.
Yeah, listen, it's a game changer.
Oh.
Have you ever had it?
Yes.
I've passed it over a bunch of times.
Oh, no, no. You've got to have that.
Okay. I don't. It doesn't even look appetizing.
I'm going to make Marlon angry because I already know, but it's okay. I'm
no.
I'm, yes.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm taking the mac and cheese.
Not the mac and cheese.
Yes.
You're taking the mac and cheese?
Yes.
No.
You know there's different versions, though.
It's okay.
There's only one version in this house.
Yes.
Which one is that?
It's homemade baked mac and cheese. What are you talking about? The box?
It depends what type of cheese you use. There's different layers to this. You just can't be out here eating everyone's mac and cheese.
No, it's not anyone, but exactly, but it's still homemade. With the one
All right.
So it could be your recipe.
Okay. I may need a plate from each of you guys from Thanksgiving.
Hey, I'll make you some mac and cheese.
Okay.
I knew that hurt him.
That hurt me.
That hurt you.
Only because I have the prime rib. I'm going to have to go mashed taters.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go mashed
potatoes. That was smart.
Meat and potatoes, baby.
I'm going to go ahead right now and throw this. Let me get the gravy.
Oh, nice call.
That is a good call. I mean, it's unorthodox, but...
It's okay. It's okay.
There's nothing about me that's orthodox, so let's do it.
All right. I am...
You got some stuff.
So I'm already building in my head my second plate because I've already got my first one down.
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going beef tenderloin.
You're going back to the QBs.
Yes.
Beef tenderloin.
There's no vegetarians in y'all family? Pescatarians?
This is for you.
This is your plate.
This is the holiday.
I'm thinking about people. I'm thinking about, like, it's a party.
It is a party. They can eat the sides.
There is nothing more holiday than a pumpkin pie.
Oh.
Ugh.
Yes, I said it. I'm going for it. Actually.
That is so basic.
Actually.
No, you said
You said keep it. Keep your pumpkin basic pie.
Nah, I'm a change.
What are you doing now?
I'm doing sweet potato. Sweet potato pie. Sweet potato pie.
Now you make it sense. Okay. All right, so I'm back on a map, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so I've never had this, but what I'm assuming it is that what it is? Let's do the sweet potato casserole.
Okay.
Is that with like the marshmallows on top?
Yeah.
Let's get that.
Okay, you're going for it.
I like where your head's at. I don't know why she didn't take this because she has the turkey, but I'm going to have to take the stuffing.
You got to take, that's
I
the block.
I got to take the stuffing.
When I stuff, like, why wouldn't it be in there?
It's a side.
It cooks faster.
Mm.
You about to give people salmonella with stuffing. All right, so the stuffing's off the board.
Okay.
Mashed taters. And some collard greens.
What you know about collard greens?
Yes.
Collard greens.
Collard greens are solid. That is one of my...
I feel like that deserves to be
staple.
On my plate.
Yo, that's you a staple.
You could have picked it. You could have picked it.
With your beef.
Yes,
prime
beef.
Rib.
Yo,
okay.
I'm going down home, baby.
Okay. Collard greens are a mean, mean dish. Yeah, I usually have them on my plate.
Mashed taters, collard greens? Come on, baby.
Yeah. Easy. All right, so I'm... This is always controversial wherever you go. Potato salad.
It is controversial, but it's one of my faves.
It's solid. Yeah.
I love me some potato salad. Show me potato salad.
Boom.
If you have raisins in your potato salad, do not invite me over. I will not drink water.
No. Oh, yeah.
You've never seen raisins?
That's some white people shit.
You'd be surprised.
Have you ever seen that Black Jeopardy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I have
man.
Seen that.
And the raisins in the sweet potato, in the potato salad? Come on now. I've never seen it. And I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't trust you. You got to see it in person.
I wouldn't trust you. Green beans, too. Like green, the peas.
Like the golden raisins?
Yeah,
or the
golden.
Raisins?
Well, golden raisins I've seen in there. Very interesting.
Boston Market, I think they have raisins in there. No. In their recipe.
Well, you see they're out of business.
So. There it is.
Well, I mean, that's terrible. That is terrible.
That is very horrible.
Those of you who like raisins in the potato salad... let me know. Explain yourself. either follow me on Instagram, reach out to me there, or in
Someone's
the comments.
Gonna flood your comments and be like, "You, they're coming at you. Don't come after me."
Because I can't defend it, I like raisins too.
I feel you.
Where you going next, buddy?
All right, I gotta go because you took off the mash. So I'm gonna go with the roasted potatoes. It's gonna balance some things out later on for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going back and I'm going to snag some ham.
Okay.
Gotta I was waiting on someone ham. To do that.
Gotta have some the holiday ham. Ham. Mm-hmm. Gotta have the
dry.
Ham.
You needed something. You know, I mean,
how is dry
you
with the your
prime rib,
green.
Which is phenomenal. But
right. And then the ham's a little salty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I'm going to bring a little class, a little elegance to my Thanksgiving plate. We're going to do a rack of lamb.
Oh, there you go. Good choice.
Yes, a rack of lamb.
That is a great choice, actually.
I almost took that instead of my filet. But I was like, you know what? The tenderloin is my move for me. I'm grabbing my flex now because I just need to balance out my dinner over my sides overall. I have no greens, so I'm going to do a cream spinach.
Okay. Ooh.
And she does it, though. If it's droopy, you know, you can keep that.
Well, you got to have the right recipe.
This is very true.
Yeah, that's...
It's very true.
Sometimes that spinach gets lost.
Sometimes it gets lost.
It just gets all wilty.
It does.
Well, you took the collard greens.
I took the collard greens.
And then I was going to do broccoli, but broccoli can be very basic.
Not only that,
there's
if
so much
you
can do with
dare
it.
Overcook the broccoli
yeah.
and it turns kind of browny black, it's yeah. nasty.
So
you know?
And no one's eating that.
Nobody's eating that. And I feel like you got to either serve broccoli fresh
yes.
or... freshly steamed. You
yeah,
can't have like, it
yeah.
out.
Yeah, it
yeah.
can't sit.
Yeah, it can't.
No.
Yes, broccoli don't like to sit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need some au jus for my prime rib.
Oh,
I'm going with my
good choice.
With
I'm
my
glad, because I was like, this au jus is, your prime rib was dry.
How dare you?
Okay, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going straight in to, you don't have any banana pudding in here?
Banana what?
Y'all never had a banana pudding? Banana bread pudding? Y'all never had that? Seriously?
So I've heard of it. Bread pudding, you can add a banana to it if you want.
I'm going to add a banana on before then. Y'all, you guys have never had vanilla banana bread pudding.
How are you going to come in here and start browbeating us about
Because
some
I just don't understand
stuff.
These lists. Like,
okay.
Where have y'all gone?
But that's your bread pudding, though. It's
yeah.
still a bread pudding. It's
okay,
a,
so.
It's a variation of a bread pudding.
It's a banana
pudding,
bread
banana pudding.
Banana pudding. With the wafers
think about it,
on top.
You can have 20 different kind of cheesecakes.
This is true.
So,
okay.
As long as he has the generalized, you can make your recipe how you like it.
It's similar to what I did with the turkey. I made it fried.
Yeah.
So exactly. What you're saying, banana pudding off the board.
Yes,
okay.
Banana pudding's off the board.
No, bread pudding's off the board.
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding?
Yes.
Yeah. She says the banana bread pudding.
I just wrote in banana pudding for her.
No, she says...
I was trying to get away with one.
I know you were.
I love my bread pudding. Not today.
All right. Since you guys are all in dessert land, I'm going to go apple pie.
Oh, that's basic, too.
It is. It's okay, though.
You doing fresh apples or those canned apples? What you doing in there?
It better be a fresh, delicious apple pie.
Okay. Because you know, I've
what
seen
What kind of top are you doing? The Dutch or the...
Oh, Dutch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You gotta have the Dutch.
Yes.
Suddenly I'm hungry.
That is the idea of the draft.
Yeah.
That is the idea of the
suddenly
draft.
Suddenly I'm hungry.
As unconventional it might be, I need to have some vanilla ice cream.
Damn it!
You know why?
Because he wanted to take it from me.
Yes, I did!
Wow, savage.
Yes, I
did. You knew
did.
He was gunning for it?
I know he likes it.
Yeah.
He likes his vanilla.
And you need that with the apple pie.
I was going to say, with the apple pie, any pie, a la mode, you need it.
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But it's over here.
Wow.
Your plate has just become less cohesive.
Oh, he murdered me with that one.
You guys play. Okay, so this is getting a little difficult.
Yes, that's what happens.
This is getting a little difficult. Okay, we don't want a boring plate. We want to keep it because you
yeah.
want to dance while you're eating, so you want to get excited for the items
yes,
as you're
yes,
eating.
Yes.
All right. So
you
while
dance.
You're doing a fruitcake, who eats that? Aren't we still giving that away? Isn't that
we
the,
give those away.
The gift that keeps
nah,
on giving?
I eat fruitcake, man.
Okay, I know to give you all the fruitcakes. That's A-okay. You know what? Because I brought it up. It's only right that I put cremas as my drink.
Okay.
Okay.
Haitian
okay.
cremas.
I like where your head's at.
Is it only a homemade thing or is it sold in stores? Can we find
there,
it somewhere?
You can have it in stores. There are, yeah. I'll send you the link. Actually, there are people that bottle it up and stuff. But, of course, homemade is always better.
Oh, of
that
course.
That fresh.
I mean, if you see Coquito in the store, pass it by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to have
no,
that.
No, you got to make it
but
out.
It's
drawn
definitely,
in the sink.
It's the rum that does it. What's the rum in Coquito?
It's
some kind of Spanish.
Yeah, it's a Spanish rum?
Some kind of Puerto Rican rum.
It's got to be Babanco. If you don't use Babanco, we don't want it.
That sounds hot.
All right, so my next is, and it does me no good because they took all the good ones off the board, but I need it anyway, so I'm going to grab some A1 because I do have a filet. And
well, what kind of steak needs A1?
It should, no, right? You should be ashamed of yourself, bro.
You know, well, you guys took the Al Jew.
Yo,
well,
that A1 was there as bait, bro, and you took
yeah,
the bait.
Yeah, you took A1?
Yo, if your stuff needs A1, bro.
That ain't good.
But I'm making an A1. I'm going to tell you how I'm going to make it in later on.
With the horseradish?
Okay.
You'll see.
Okay.
I don't want to see you.
Oh, I'm judging you.
It's okay.
You be judged. Is your boy going to go with a nice sangria?
You or me?
man. I'm going to class it up. I'm sorry. I'm not going to take your sangria. I'm going to go wine. It's
okay.
Going to be red wine.
Okay.
I was going to say, with that, probably paired up better, right?
Yeah, I think I gotta think. I was thinking mean to block him.
You blocking him all day? What kind? That's your boy.
Yeah,
boys for life.
Yeah, that's how drafts work.
People get so serious, like friendships out the door for the 30 minutes.
Oh yeah.
Yes, without a doubt. Love you and I hate you.
So I'm gonna go straight in. I'm gonna grab this because I want people to be a little litty at my party. We're going to do champagne.
Woo! That's festive. That is festive.
She likes the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
The bubbles she shall have.
Okay. All right. I'm going to grab, I don't even, you know, it's because it's my favorite and he makes it for me every year. I'm going to get some creme brulee for my other dessert.
Oh, that's awesome.
I got to have dinner rolls, baby. Like some warm dinner rolls.
That's not bad at all.
With a pat of butter, salted butter.
You didn't do cornbread. I figured you might do cornbread.
It's my plate. You know, it's like the dinner rolls go with the prime rib.
Okay, I see you.
The lady is contemplating her final move.
You know what? As basic as it's going to be, it's a staple. We're doing pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Wait,
as she called you
minute,
basic.
Wait a minute. See? Wait a minute.
That's how you do it.
You I'm saying
it
to
me. Yeah.
My pumpkin pie.
I absolutely love pumpkin pie. I hate sweet potato pie. So.
Yo, I said pumpkin.
I know.
She came over of shame
that
on
gangster.
And
that
then
did.
Swooped up.
Did you like that?
I love that.
You got to play the cards. I knew I wanted that. I like pumpkin pie way over sweet potato pie. So.
Jeremy. I'm surprised at you. That was some craftsmanship.
I like that.
Listen.
So for my final pick, I'm going to go with the, you know what? I'm going to do Coquito this year.
Hey.
You know, okay. Keep,
creamy
it, in,
stuff.
Keep it in the family.
A little tradition's always nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Creamy stuff, huh? Wow.
Boom. What do you got for your last pick so we can put together these plates?
I am going to go with pecan pie. I just love it. Pecan
heavy on desserts.
Pie.
Yeah, you are heavy on desserts.
I got a sweet tooth today.
So I'm guessing you don't do the 5K Thanksgiving run in the morning. Y'all go, you wait.
Will people do that?
People or me? Yes. You got to prep yourself for Thanksgiving.
Because
no man left behind. No item left behind. I want to eat.
Okay. And you want to deserve it.
I want to deserve it. I earn my plates.
Nothing wrong with that. So we're all drafted out.
We're all drafted out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The draft room has closed.
Yeah.
Now we're defending.
There's a few items on here that we did not grab that have been on a multiple drafts.
Yes. For instance, the
cranberry sauce.
The cranberry sauce. No one took. I would have taken cranberry sauce if I took turkey.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first things that she looked at and said something. What's the deal with the cranberry sauce?
It's disgusting. I don't care how you cook it. I don't care if it's fresh, if it comes in a can. It is gross. And I feel like if your turkey needs it, chances are your turkey's dry.
Well, chances are turkey is dry.
Not. Have you ever had fried turkey, though? It is easily one of the most moist things I've ever tasted.
I understand correctly. It, but it just goes together. The canned sliced cranberry sauce.
While I understand that, some traditions are meant to be broken, and that's one that's definitely going to be broken. So don't even waste your money. Don't go get it. Like,
cook don't that. Bring it near me.
No, if anything, try to perfect cooking that turkey so it's not dry and doesn't need some dry cranberry sauce. It's disgusting.
You know many people
who warms up cranberry sauce? Lots of homemade cranberry sauce. Ew. Keep it.
Okay.
Pass.
All right. Wow. So we're going to start with you. We're going to snake it this way for the... Yeah.
Okay. Now we defend
your plate.
Yeah. I got to sell you guys on my plate.
So tell them... Yeah. So break it down for us.
I understand turkey is the stalwart of the holidays. However, I'm going a little bit of class this year. We're going to go with the prime rib. You want the end cut? Get the end cut. You want the middle? Get the middle. You want to bring it up a little bit? You don't like medium rare? Have it your way. It's Burger King. We're going with the prime rib. Prime rib and mashed taters goes together. Throw a little salt with the ham. The collard greens kind of balances that out. That's where, and you get your greens. You get your greens and you cheat all together with the collard greens, because I got to tell you, it ain't that healthy.
Mm.
Sop that up with a biscuit, baby.
There it
Grab
is.
Grab the dinner rolls. Dinner rolls goes with the au jus butter. I'm already on dessert. I'm sipping wine. I got my vanilla ice cream and my pecan pie and my sweet potato. That's a lot of sweet.
That's a lot of sweet.
I got to tell you, that's a lot of sweet.
You got to go see the dentist after.
You know, normally I don't do a lot of sweets, but...
But it's Thanksgiving.
It's indulgent.
It's that time of the year. He's going to go all in.
I may not have ran a 5K in the beginning of the day, but I'm bringing it home all the way.
Okay.
That's my plate.
Okay.
So I got the turducken. Okay, that is the Mac Daddy. We've all seen it on, if you watch any kind of football on Thanksgiving, you've seen the turducken. Okay, it is massive. It has everything you need in it when it comes to meat.
Yes.
So because of that, I got some stuffing on the side. You know, you got to balance those things out. And I got the mac and cheese, homemade, just delicious, gooey deliciousness. And some roast potatoes. Okay. But I might end up putting it on my first plate. So I'm going to keep just the mac and the stuffing on the first plate.
Okay.
So now I'm nice and I'm feeling kind of full. I'm doing good, though. And then I go back for the second plate.
Second plate. Here it comes.
I'm going for the filet. With the roasted potatoes. Okay. And some cream spinach. See, the drier roasted potatoes with the cream spinach kind of balance each other out.
Okay.
Give you a little bit of love. So this way you're not too overwhelmed with a bunch of cream in your life. Because I had mac and cheese already. And we're going to turn that A1 sauce into an A1 horseradish glaze.
I knew it had to do with horseradish. I knew it.
Okay, so I'm going to cook off the A1, add a little horseradish, burn it to like a glaze, almost like a balsamic reduction.
Okay.
Reduce it, put it on top of the, glaze that on top of my filet.
Okay.
You guys are going to love it. Cooked to a perfect medium rare. You can't miss that, okay?
Okay.
Now you're in sexy town. Now you're looking good. You're watching TV. We're drinking Coquito, okay? We're in the game. I know I don't have any freaking ice cream, but I eat some apple pie. I go, and then I crack my creme brulee to give me a little balance because I already got the Coquito, so it kind of balances out what I was missing with the ice cream anyways. Crack that creme brulee, I'm in the game. I'm in heaven. Marla makes a mean creme brulee vanilla bean with real fucking vanilla in it. I love it. And that's my plate.
All right.
Okay. All right. You guys made some compelling arguments there. Okay. So the 5K is over. Friends and family went home. We're showered. Welcome to Chateau Pascal. You're here. You are at my home. You're greeted with a glass of champagne and only the finest. Only Moet for my family.
Okay.
Friends. You're sipping around, but here you don't wait for food. The fried turkey is already ready. The food is ready. The first entree is ready. So you go ahead, you grab some moist fried turkey made from my Papa Branson. He's a Southern man from West Virginia. So you know that he knows how to make it. No dryness here. No stale turkey on my watch. You grab some green bean casserole. Unpopular opinion. However, by looks alone, you're going to be like, you know what? Let me give this green bean little fried onions on top. The green beans are still vibrant and green. It's not that dull color. That's very important. Then you need some sweet potato casserole. Grab that. Scoop that up on the side. We're in heaven here. Potato salad. There's a variety of potato salad. We got like five different. Is raisins your thing? You go over there with your raisins. We have variety. I kept the raisins alive because I like diversity. We're like the United Nations in Chateau Pascal. You know, I want everyone to feel at home. Bubbly is being passed. I have now introduced you to cremas. Hey, yes. Welcome. Welcome to IET. We're eating your sac passain, your... Talking to my mom, who's probably praying for your soul because she doesn't drink and you're over here sipping out your mouth. But it's okay.
I'm already lit.
You're lit, right?
Yeah.
You go back. You know, fried turkey's done because first round, everyone's got some. There's a rack of lamb. What you going to do? Mm. Best of both worlds. We have medium rare over here. We have medium over here. If you're the well-done type of people, there's a little piece over there for you. You know? There's some gravy you want to put on that. You don't even need the gravy for the fried turkey. That's how moist this is. You're still building. We got some potato salad, some sweet potato casserole. The game is about to begin. What are you going to do? Sit back. After two plates, you give yourself a little time to rest, you know? Then you go in for the banana bread pudding. Now this, I don't know how. Guys, this is amazing. We have the wafer crackers on top. You've got to have it. You have to have it. It's phenomenal. We're going to pair that up with the cremas too. Together, it's a party in your mouth. It's Christmas. It's time! And then what Mariah said, it's ready. We skip the holiday. And we have a little bit of pumpkin pie. We're still sipping on champagne, hoping that the Cowboys win on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, she brought it home with the Cowboys. The football reference.
Yes.
Now it's time for the greats. You made a strong argument.
That was very do you want to come to my house?
I'm already there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to start off the voting.
Let's do it.
I'm going to start with my man, Mr. What's your name again? All that champagne in my head. Mr. Danny. I am going to give your plate a 7.
Ooh.
I wish it were more cohesive. I'm not a fan of the A1. I'm not going to sauce off my beef. I don't care how much horseradish and deglazing you're doing on that pot. It's just not happening. The roast potatoes, it could be a better side. I'm not going to lie. But strong mac and cheese. Very strong. Homemade, that's holiday all day. That's what kept up the 7. Also what kept up the 7 is your dessert. It's the creme brulee. Very, very good stuff. And I'm in your house and you're going to throw down some coquito. I'm getting lit. I can only drink one glass, honest to God, because the creaminess kind of coats your tongue, but it does bring me back. So 7 for you, my friend. And our guest, Noemi. I love, love, love being greeted with champagne. I'm not a big champagne fan, but the fact that you put it first and not last was innovative. I am going to give your plate an 8.5.
Ooh.
An 8.5 because you could sell snow to an Eskimo.
Yeah.
She sold it.
She did.
She sold me on some shit I don't even eat. I don't eat no green bean casserole and the sweet potato casserole. Come on now. But she made it sound good.
She did.
And the fried turkey. Not a big turkey fan, but if I were to eat it, it would be fried. That would have some flavor.
I like where your head's at.
So kudos to you on bringing the champagne first.
Of course. It's a party. The hostess with the mostest.
Not a big fan of the sides, but the lamb, that brings it up.
Okay.
The lamb was solid.
I got to tell you, pumpkin pie. I was going to draft it. You talked me out of it.
I did talk bad about it.
But honest to God, that brought it up.
It brought it up. Okay.
I'm impressed. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Anytime. We do the Christmas too.
I am not running a 5K. We're going to do Noemi first. I'm not running a 5K. I will be at the house after sleeping in.
You're going to miss the champagne.
No, I'm walking right inside for the bubble. Okay. Because you'll be running while I'm sleeping.
He's there. He's there ahead of time.
I will greet you with the bubbly in hand.
Okay. I like that.
We're going to give her a... I'm going to give her a 9.
Okay.
She did well. She just, you know, everything was solid. The turkey... I mean, her sides were kind of lackluster. That's why she didn't get the full-on love.
The full-on 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you stole them. Mac and cheese. And...
that was gone. You got to get them first. You
that was
get
savage. I should have watched the show last year, the podcast last year.
I told you. No,
you did. I didn't do my homework.
I can't wait to try it.
The cremas. Oh yeah, you're definitely.
So she has best of both worlds.
Yeah,
she has, like you said earlier, she brings you to life with some bubbles.
Yes,
and then she gives you a little cream.
Then she puts you to sleep with the crema.
Yeah, you know, a little dessert at the end with her pumpkin. What you got? Pumpkin.
Uh-huh. Pumpkin pie.
With your pumpkin pie, and I can't wait to try that banana bread.
Okay. The banana pudding?
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, I've heard of it, but I've never...
You've never tried it?
I've never tried it. This is my issue, and it's personal. It's okay. Just uniquely me. I like bananas. I don't like banana flavor.
Mm.
So it's I can eat a banana, but any banana flavor, it just gets lost.
It's more vanilla. And since I hear you make a bomb creme brulee, I think you would like that. It's more of a vanilla extract that's in there.
Okay.
Please do not go into Publix and grab a banana bread pudding and be like, Noemi said this was great. That is not your first experience with that. You need someone who, a little love and care into it first.
And what's your beef with the sweet potato pie?
It's just too sweet.
It is too sweet, which is
interesting that I drafted the sweet potato casserole, but that's another story.
Yeah, her sides were a little weak. I mean, but it's okay. Everything else was solid.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. I didn't rate Marlon yet.
No.
Yeah, you didn't rate him.
I was going to forget about him for a minute. I'm going to give Marlon an 8, even though he gave me a 7. He was mean. I love prime rib. You can't go wrong with prime rib with some au jus. You can't beat that at all. He's got some mashed potatoes in there. And I love some collard greens.
Okay.
I'm not going to eat the dinner rolls, which is okay. If it's sweet potato pie, it better be from Tom Jenkins.
Oh, of course.
And
because I'm not making it.
He stole my vanilla ice cream.
Mm. Sorry about that.
So I'm going to take his vanilla ice cream and put it on my apple pie.
He's got wine,
that
too.
I brought to his house.
Don't forget the
and
wine.
And we better be drinking some nice, expensive shit since I gave you
You know
name.
How I do in the holidays.
We drinking Caymus? What are we doing?
What are we drinking?
So usually every holiday I reach out to people on Instagram that love wine.
Mm-hmm.
And because for me, I treat myself. And it's usually, I try champagne for a few years and I just can't get into it,
mm-hmm.
but I do the wine. So okay. I ask for suggestions.
Some baller deliciousness?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine
and
with that.
My price range is usually anywhere from 80 to 200 bucks.
Okay, perfect.
And
no, then
I go and I buy individual bottles, like so yeah. 2 or 3 bottles that are nice.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
I like to expand my horizon, so... I've gone through a few good ones and I've posted them and things like that. So
that's awesome. That's what the holidays are about, though. You should be able to really enjoy yourself.
Yes. Yeah. And those are things that I wouldn't buy for myself because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I know what I know, but I don't know what I don't know. So yeah, I reach out, I'll go in and I'll say, hey, this is what I'm into. What do you recommend? Oh, here's this nickel and nickel or whatever the case may be. And boom, I add that to the resume.
So this is my turn, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Bring it Danny, home. You get an 8.5.
Boom.
Yes.
Boom.
So, you know, the Haitian in me is looking at this apple pie that you got going on, and I'm like, ew, stuffing. Is that from scratch? You didn't explain that.
Oh, the stuffing has to be from scratch.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's from a box, I'm dropping that to 7.5, but okay. The 8.5, so what really stood out the most is the...
Turducken?
Oh my God. The best of both worlds. Like, there's something. Threat. So that's just going to send everyone to the table. If anything, everyone's going to try to get the biggest piece at the first time around because they know that's not going to be left over.
Yeah.
So that was good. I would pass on your A1 sauce. I'm good on that. I would figure that the tenderloin wouldn't need it.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't?
No.
I'm good on that.
I just had to do something.
But you're right. I understood.
You're not too far off because sometimes I feel like the tenderloin does need a little something but yeah. I prefer the something to be dry than
like I would even prefer like an au jus, but he sold that. He sold that.
I was ready to put the au jus on it.
You were?
Yeah.
He kept on coming for you.
Yeah.
Like,
every time. Well, yeah.
I mean, Danny does, you know, he does good plates.
Oh, so. I was like, damn.
I did my homework.
Yeah. I see. I like the culture aspect. I love the coquito in there. You know, I love that. So we're intermingling. We got some stuff going on there. So it's festive. I love the mac and cheese idea. I'm curious as to how your family makes mac and cheese.
My mom makes a mean mac and cheese.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And my daughter's mom makes a mean one too, actually. They both make really good mac and cheese.
So we're not doing a Velveeta, the little shell thing.
You start with the roux and then you put in the two different cheese.
Okay. You're invited to the cacao. Okay. You're invited. I thought it was going to be the regular. I was going to be like, y'all can keep that.
No, that's gross. No, that's basic.
And then if you just add some bread crumbles on top thinking it's amazing, that's gross. Yeah, pretty gross.
Good stuff.
You, Marlon, also get an 8.5. Okay. I want a plate from both of you.
All right. I got some cooking to do this.
You definitely have some cooking to do. I really enjoyed the variety of your plate. You, as much as I don't like sweet potato pie, I kind of want to try it at your house.
Okay.
I do. And the thought that you put into this wine, I want to sip some wine and just want to grab the lamb. You made it seem as though is like I could see myself. I could visualize myself there. So your plate was amazing. Let me see what you have for. Yeah. So collard greens. I'm assuming with these collard greens that someone who really knows how to clean collard greens is cleaning this, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's major. You can't eat collard greens from everyone. You know that?
No, yeah. They got to be solid.
Yeah. And they've got to be like pre-washed and stuff for like 2 days. It's a whole process. If you don't know how to do it, don't do it. So that and the mashed potatoes, I'm assuming you're going to have a little bit of stuff. It's not going to be bland, right?
No, does this get a little
I make spaz?
A good mashed potatoes.
All right, the only thing I wouldn't eat on here is the ham. You could have that. Okay. I don't care what pineapples you put on there. I've seen it, the glaze, but honestly, besides...
Well, I appreciate it. That's very generous of you.
You stole our sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where we lacked in greens, I have a whole bunch of bean casseroles, and you stole our sides.
It's mostly because these, to me, they're pretty much archetypes of the holiday.
Mm.
That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
And the archetype of the holiday is the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe stuffing.
Yeah.
Apple pie, you know, and then you bring in the flavor with the drinks that are very cultural to both of you. This is a successful draft because
absolutely,
I think everybody enjoys their plate that mm-hmm. they put together.
Mm-hmm. I would go to everybody's house.
I would.
Noemi won the draft overall with the point schedule.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Winner.
Without a doubt.
It was a good draft.
It was a good draft. It was successful. Did we miss anything? I'm gonna put
of course
this
we
up.
Missed stuff, but yeah, there's still much stuff out there.
Well, but we're talking mainstream stuff.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like if your family's the only one that makes this Bavarian thing, you know, keep
we
it.
We don't want to hear that, yeah.
Tradition is tradition for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's something that we missed or we really misdiagnosed or misrepresented, let me know. Let me know in the comments. Reach out to me. I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram. Give us a like. And we do this for you each and every week, not the food holiday draft.
No.
You got to wait till next year. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys. Yes. This was so much fun. I'm coming over.
Yes.
Yes.
So I got to continue making you creme brulee. And what am I making for you this year?
I mean, you're not going to make that whole plate? That's not it? That's not the menu?
I'll be working. I'm in the business.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take the creme brulee as well.
Okay. That's easy. You made it easy on me. I'll be making the creme brulee. And I'm Marlon Joseph, the modern waiter.
I'm Danny Villas. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Start to feel in my team. So glad you came here.